Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast, premiering Wednesday, October 1st. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
What up, Pro Silly listeners? It's your audible boo thing, Amber Smiles Jones, and this is the Professionally Silly Podcast. This is a pod where we shoot the shit and can find the silly in any topic that we discuss. I'm going to go ahead and shout out to you guys, my amazing listeners, because this pod is slowly growing. Now, I've seen the numbers increasing, y'all. I'm telling you, slowly but surely, I'm seeing the difference. And I think that it may have something to do with the Sisters Who Kill podcast. They recently created such an amazing shout out for this pod. Tell you what, I'm even more excited that they listened to the podcast as well. So shout out to my honorary audible boo things, Mara and Taz from the Sisters Who Kill podcast. So this is it's actually a bonus episode. And I explained to you guys a couple of episodes ago about my new uploading schedule. So if you want to hear more about that and more detail, check out the episode that's posted on September 9th entitled, "So This Is What's Going On." I explain everything there, but here's the thing. Every now and then, I might surprise you guys with a short bonus minisode as this one. I'll be missing y'all, okay? Leave me alone. I'll be missing y'all, damn it. The love I have for you is strong. So this mini episode or minisode is for my listeners, for you guys. And don't worry, I do have some silly for you in this episode as well. Stay tuned. I did notice that I earned some new listeners, and I wanted to take the time to welcome them to the silly. Also, please don't judge me on my earlier episodes. Okay, I was baby podding at that time. I was new to the pod world, to the pod gang. You know what I'm saying? Gang, gang. It's been a minute. I was still learning, damn it. And if I'm being real, I'm still learning right now. Also, shout out to my OG listeners as well, because you grew with me as well. You did. You were there from the beginning to the end and through several microphones. And at times when I wasn't editing the podcast, I was just doing it raw because I thought that's what people wanted. I don't know.
That's what she said.
I still honestly don't know what people want to hear. I just started like, you know what, let's just have fun with it because I want to still enjoy what I'm doing, even though there's a lot of work going into it. You see what I'm saying? But I do think that you guys will enjoy my earlier episodes. I really do think that. Take a peek at the titles and you'll see exactly what I mean. I mean, we have discussions about from serial killers to YouTube scandals to first date stories to paranormal stories, which, by the way, don't worry, I'm definitely planning to make more paranormal episodes soon because obviously 'tis the season for creepy. Look, I'm gonna be real with y'all. A lot of people seem to have enjoyed the bizarre sex fetish episode a lot. Y'all should have seen my DMs. It shit got raunchy in there, okay? So maybe even a part two of that, we'll see. Anyway, I do hope that my listeners decide to go back in time with me and join me on my podcast journey and see how much I've grown since then. I do want to thank you guys so much for reviewing my podcast on Spotify and Apple Podcasts and even Google Podcasts. I haven't actually went over there, so I don't know if there are any reviews there. But if you've left me a review on another platform besides Spotify or Apple Podcasts, please let me know and shoot me a tweet at It's Pro Silly on my Twitter or the pod group and let me know. Send me a screenshot so I can see it. I would love to see it. So here's something interesting. About 15 of you hooked me up with a review on Spotify. So I appreciate that. You were honest. I'm not 100% five stars. You know, some of you like me, some of you don't. But you know what? I cannot be everyone's cup of tea. That's just how the world works. If you've listened to my podcast before and you enjoyed it, well, guess what? That's me. That's who I am. And some people don't like me. So that's fine. I also have 3 new Apple Podcast reviews that I'm actually really excited about, because Apple Podcasts, and I think Google Podcasts as well, these platforms really have a lot to do with how far your podcast gets. The more reviews you get, especially if they're positive, more reviews and ratings you get, the easier it is for you to be acknowledged in the podcasting algorithm, to be suggested to listeners who haven't heard of you before. That's how that works. So leaving 5 stars and written reviews does a lot more than you think it does. So any podcast you're listening to, whether it's mine or any other podcast, leave them ratings and reviews, because we love that shit. We cannot grow without you. I don't know one podcaster or content creator who does not like positive feedback, you know? Because I tell you what, in this world, as we all know, the negative feedback always finds its way to you. So let's try to combat that with more positive feedback for the people we admire, or the people we love, or the people that we know in general. Because social media, my God, there's so much negativity there. It's just nice to be a part of the positive gang. You know what I mean? Also, guys, I want to share with you one of the reviews I got from Apple Podcasts. Now, this is coming from, and trust me, I'm really going to mess up this name, Isanaglim. I'm saying it wrong. Okay, I'm sorry. But I want to go ahead and share their comment. They actually left this comment in September, not that long ago, and it says, in the title, just found !! And they gave us a 5-star review. Oh my God. And they go on to say, love the random laughs and joy this podcast brings. Hey, Audible Boo Thang. I love it. It's one sentence. It's 5 stars, and it is everything. And that's all we're asking for. And I freaking love it. And I'll tell you this right now. First of all, what up, fellow Audible Boo Thang? That's what I'm gonna call you guys. You guys are my Audible Boo Thangs now. We finally have something we can call the fans of the show. What up, Boo Thangs? Insanaglam. God, I know I said your name wrong. Thank you so much for your review. I saw your review, I'm gonna say like a few days ago, honestly, and I was smiling ear to ear. I am so glad that you're enjoying this podcast, and I can't thank you enough for your review, because let me tell you something. It literally inspired me to make this bonus episode. I was inspired, y'all. Now, I do have 2 more reviews, but I'm gonna save them for another episode. For other episodes, because I want to savor this awesome feeling and spread it out as much as I can. You know, I want to spread it all over my silly. So that's So if you do leave me a review, I will share it here on the pod. And once again, I'm gonna try this name again. Isnaglim. Oh, I'm saying that wrong. I think it's something else. I'm so sorry for saying I did everything I could, but I'm super glad that you found this podcast, and I hope that you decide to join the Professionally Silly Pod Group on Facebook and continue listening. Okay, on to the silly. All right, so Lil Nas X is in the media once again. Here's what's going on. He was performing in Atlanta live, right? Doing a concert out here in the ATL. I'm gonna be honest with you, I wish I would have known, and I wish I could have gone, because I really enjoy his music. He's a lot of fun. But anyways, he stopped the show because he had the bubble guts. That's pretty much what happened. He actually paused the show in Atlanta, and not only did he take a shit, he told everyone. So homeboy had his mic on him while he was in the bathroom, and I want you guys to take a second to listen to this clip. So yeah, that occurred. That happened. Legit. I'm taking a mean shit. This ain't part of the show. All right, I'm gonna be right back. Just, be patient. I gotta drop my kids off at the pool. Lil Nas X is something else. But I fuck with him though. I do. He's the shit. See what I did there? I'm amazing. It's the Professionally Silly Podcast. What a wonderful transitional sound. Okay, so I came, actually it's a really good segue for this shit I'm about to share with y'all. This is a shitty ass episode. I also came across a Reddit post on the Facepalm page, and I follow that community, and they post some wild stuff out there. And this is so good. Okay, so I have to play it in its entirety, but in short, we have a white woman who was wearing a Trump Pence sweatshirt. She is under the impression that drug dealers will be giving out free drugs to children on Halloween. Free fentanyl for all the kids. You know what I'm saying? Every kid gets a dime bag of meth? Is that even a measurement of meth? I don't really know much about it. Yeah, listen to this. This is crazy.
Not take it. It's fentanyl. It'll kill you.
Drug dealers, a lot of times, they want to sell their drugs.
Well, not if they're coming over here to destroy our country.
And then so the drug dealers have houses that the kids will come and knock on the door on, and then they'll give that to them?
I'm thinking that's how it's going to happen, yeah.
So drug dealers would be giving away...
Not drug dealers, the illegals that are here. Yeah. They just crossed because Biden has our border wide open.
Okay, so the illegals that have houses that then the kids are coming to knock on the illegals' houses, doors, that and they're drug dealers that are giving the children their drugs.
Look at Fox News. All you gotta do is watch an episode of Fox News.
And Fox News will tell you that
it's coming across our borders. It's going into our playground.
And they're gonna be giving it away during Halloween.
Yes. You get a bag like this at Halloween?
All right, so this clip is from The Good Liars. That's what the watermark at the bottom of the video says. First of all, when you are quoting Fox News as a legitimate source for any information, that right there is a huge red flag on you as a person. I'm just throwing that out there. Shit, man. One thing drug dealers are not doing is giving drugs away for free to anyone. Okay. And this woman is gullible and extremely ignorant. Thank you, Fox News and Trump, for shining a light on these people, because now that they are shining, now that they are bright, now that they're out there, we know they exist and we know who they are. And it makes it so much easier for me to see who and what I need to fucking avoid, so I can go on living my best life, or the best version of what I see is my best life, but it can always be better. Yo, that is crazy. That is crazy. It went from the drug dealers are giving away free drugs to our kids, all the way to now it's the illegals and Fox News said it. Like, shut the entire fuck up. My God. I don't normally do political shit, as you guys know. But when I came across that video, I was like, oh, I got to talk a little shit about this. And this makes a fun bonus mini-sode. You know what I'm saying? I love that. Now, my plan in the future, guys, is when I have bony, when I have minisodes like this, I would love to be able to include you guys more so into that content. So if you've got some stories of your own that you want to share, some maybe you found a funny news clip or something like that that we can share here in the pod, yo, email me at itsprofessionallysilly@gmail.com. It's down in the show notes. You can just copy and paste it. Bing bong. Inbox me. Okay. I certainly hope that you guys enjoyed this minisode. If there's anything that you can take from this podcast episode, it's the Professionally Silly Podcast is starting to kick ass. It's kicking ass. Well, all right, we're being honest. It can throw a good right hook, you know, but we'll be TKOing the pod game before you know it. You know what I'm saying? We're in the fight. We might get knocked out though, but we still in the fight, right? We the underdog. And the fact that it's even possible for this podcast to grow, the fact that I'm seeing the numbers increase at all, it's thanks to you, all of you. I'm so grateful to have people who come and listen to this podcast every week, people who rely on me for the silly and to learn something and to experience something and to just have a good time. Yo, shout out to you. Thank you for being here. Also, I learned this from the podcast episode. When you got the bubble guts, bro, you got to do what you got to do. Lil Nas X is a hero. The show does not always have to go on. Just stop. Go take a shit. You know, smell the roses in life. Instead of smell the roses in life, go take a shit in life, man. Don't hold it. there's some sort of learning curve there, or some sort of silver lining, or some sort of moral in what I just said. Figure it out. I don't know. So check out the show notes for some bonus information, including I included my link tree down there with all my most used social medias, my YouTube channels, both of them, my TikTok, Instagram, all that shit, and more. Also, guys, my P.O. Box is Amber Smiles Jones, P.O. Box 533, Lovejoy, Georgia, 30250. You can literally send me anything you want, and I will open it on my professionally silly YouTube channel, and we will unbox it together, visually. Once again, ladies and gents, I'm your audible boo thing, Amber Smiles Jones. I was trying to get sexy with it. I failed. And thank you guys so much for listening to the Professionally Silly Station right here on Anchor FM, where I take my silliness seriously. Come take in your silly seriously with me right here on the Professionally Silly Podcast. Well, I guess I'll see you guys next time. It's silly out here, y'all.